Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Sanders. I confess I stole a test.
Hello, everybody. It's again with this, your weekly look at a particular episode of a particular show. The show in question, Beverly Hills 90210, the episode season 1, episode 6, Higher Education. Here are your hosts, Tara and Sarah. Whee!
One of these times I'm going to film Dave on my camera doing his klezmer dance because it's obviously involuntary and it's so cute that the world needs to see it.
I've been to enough Jewish weddings that I just instinctively cling to my chair with both hands whenever this music is on.
Oh, here we go. Yes, this is the episode titled Higher Education. Once again, there is a B story and an A story. So let's dispense with the B story first. Brenda has hair problems. Sarah, why don't you start us off?
Well, yeah, Brenda, this is sort of a like nascent beginning of her crush on Dylan. And Brenda is feeling...
I was just going to say, which is weird because in the Cheryl episode, which was 2 episodes ago, they all rode to the club together. So, or no, she was getting a ride when they were all leaving. So the timeline of how this all goes is very strange and not consistent. Continue.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe this actually did air earlier. Like this feels to me like it was the second or third episode. But in any case, yeah. Brenda is feeling insecure because she is not the quintessential California ideal of beauty, to which she doesn't have blonde hair. So this is, I think our first clip is her and Kelly talking about Dylan McKay and also, I believe, finding out from him his hair preferences in clip number 2.
What I would do to go out with Dylan McKay. I don't know. Everyone says he's trouble. Well, he can trouble me all he wants. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Kelly.
Brenda and I were just talking. Which do you think guys like best on girls, long or short hair?
That's a deep question. Personally, I prefer blondes.
Really?
That wasn't the question asked
at all.
Really? Truly? So you're Brandon's sister, huh?
Yeah, I'm Brandon's sister.
Stare, 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 stare.
Yeah, she's Brandon's sister.
Bye, girls.
He's so weird. Yeah.
We never got closure on the short or long hair question.
The world it's always long hair.
Also, I don't know which Baptist church picnic Kelly came from with that weird line reading on whale. It's very...
I know.
Odd and affected. Also, it's worth mentioning, and there will be a photo on the show page, Dylan is in overalls with one strap undone.
Oh, no.
Again.
Yeah, with like a Carhartt jacket over it. It's not a good choice. Yeah, Brenda decides the only thing standing between her and happiness is blonde hair, and she decides that what she's going to do is make a case to Cindy of how easy it would be to achieve this, and that's clip number 3.
Change your hair, you can change your life.
Spending $300 to change something, which is already beautiful and healthy, is just insane.
Well, then I guess every girl at West Beverly is insane.
Well, if they're spending hundreds on haircuts, they sure are.
Who said anything about a haircut, Mom? I'm talking about a perm or extensions or maybe even a great weave.
Don't you dare.
Seriously.
Honey, the people that do those things to themselves just want to look the way you already do.
In other words, I have to stay boring.
For $300? Yes, I'm sorry, but you do.
Can we talk about that price point for a second?
Yeah. No. like, I don't know, call a couple other places. Like, I know it's Beverly Hills, but $300, yeah. And keeping in mind I'm like a triple process person, mm-hmm. is like the quarter for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go on.
$300 for highlights?
Yeah. Hop on AOL, see what Groupon's got to offer.
Oh, really?
Also, I don't see what a weave is going to solve. Like, the issue isn't that you don't have enough hair. That's what a weave does. So I don't, anyway. She has a fantasy of what she's going to look like blonde, which is ridiculous. There is a gif. I made it. You're welcome. And then Kelly decides to help her out of the goodness of her heart and all her expertise, since Cindy has said hard no on the $300 process. And that's clip number 4.
Brenda, I told you, mixing the two colors together is what brings out the highlights.
My mother is going to kill me.
Why? She's the one who needs to do something with her hair. Brenda, she does. Now, it is good that we got the ash tint, because that keeps out the red highlights. Or it puts them in. Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Brenda, relax, okay? Meditate or something. I told you, I know what I'm doing. Now, this process takes all night, but when you wake up in the morning, you are going to be a brand new woman. A brand new woman.
That's quite the line reading.
And then the horror movie cue.
Oh, my God.
The next day.
Oh, my God.
She's excited about how great it looks. Just kidding. It's horrible.
Yeah. I'd be more freaked out that it managed to dry, even though it was in a cap all night. And look. Kind of 1940s processing takes all night.
Thank you.
20 minutes.
Yes. I had that in my notes, as well as if Kelly is routinely spending $300 to maintain her color, which apparently she is, what would she know about box dye? That's what I don't get, why Brenda would trust her with this. But yeah, it looks like she looks like wheat Rosanna Dana when it's all over. It's incredibly dry and sad and awful. And I guess to draw attention, it's also much shorter, notably, because it's a wig, obviously. And for some reason, she decides that the way to draw attention away from it is to wear an entirely wheat-colored outfit to school, which she does. And we have a picture of that, too, with please note the extra in the foreground doing a spectacular eye roll. Because that was completely by chance, but it's she sums up the whole episode, really. But yeah, Kelly, for some reason, can't tell that Brenda's hair looks terrible until she takes the hat off of Brenda, like... All that was standing between her getting a full view of it is like the crown of Brenda's head. Yeah, she tries to act like it looks great. It doesn't. And Brenda is heartbroken and tries to take her hurt home to Cindy, who is not quite getting the gravity of the situation in clip number 5.
I begged you not to touch your
mother.
Hair. Didn't I?
Look, you just don't understand.
Yes, I do. Honey. Don't you think I know what you're going through? The summer that I turned 17, all I heard on the radio was how they wished we could all be California girls. So you know what Paul and I did? We ironed our hair right on the ironing board. I mean, Paula's hair caught fire and she cinched off all her split ends, and then she poured an entire bottle of peroxide over her head.
It's the moral of the story that it'll grow back.
Sarah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, look, we all had the sun in incident when we were kids. And my mother was like, you can wait for that shit to grow out, because I fucking told you not to do it. And you did it. Mm-hmm. And my sophomore class picture, like, there it is in all its orange glory.
Oh, no.
She knew that was going to happen. I mean, it was like a few strands, but it was very noticeable. She's like, you disobeyed me and that's what you get. I think Cindy is being way too nice to Brenda, especially when Brenda's like, is the moral of this story that you can relate to me? Because you can. And she's being a total C. And it's just like, you know what? I could offer to fix this for you, but I just don't understand why Cindy is being so nice to her, frankly.
Well, she raised it, so I guess it's partly her responsibility.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, she lies to Brenda about how it doesn't look that bad, which it does. Brenda decides she's going to just... wear it all out under, well, no, she has a baseball cap. But yeah, in my notes, I have in all caps, yikes, Brenda workout look, in parentheses, pick. And there is one. Thank you, Sarah. She's wearing like a crop sports bra and like
floral.
Way, oh, yes. Way too short shorts. It's not flattering at all.
And then the high tops with the giant tongues and puffy socks have come back from last week.
And she's going out for a run, like, ponytail. I don't understand. Why? Anyway, this is unfortunately how she looks when she's out for a jog and runs into Dylan in clip number 6.
I thought that was you, but didn't your hair used to be a little different?
Yes. No. Well, maybe just a little bit. I hate this color, if that's what you can call it.
It's not that bad.
If one more person says that...
It's not that bad.
Don't all you guys out here have a thing for blondes? I mean, that's what you told Callie.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads, girls in tank tops.
Ugh.
But if you really hate that color, I have a friend who does hair and he owes me a favor.
Oh, I don't really hate the color. But maybe we should still go see him. For a second opinion or something, don't you think?
No problem.
I like your butts. I mean your bike.
Oh, well, thank you. Hop on. My bike, that is.
Because I don't have a butt to hop on. Because I weigh 118 pounds. Although, I will say, and I had this in my notes,
yep,
he does look pretty foxy in that scene.
He does. And not only that, he's very endearing and, like, likable and kind of witty in a way that usually they're not allowed to be on the show at all. He is wearing a t-shirt with the Earth on it, but, you know, it was the 90s. We were all making mistakes, Earth-related and otherwise. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Brenda storyline. And you will find out why when we get to Brandon's, because once again, he's learning about how life is different in Beverly Hills and braying at everyone in his path. Sigh. This is sadly going to be a running theme. But things start off just after history class where Brandon has just shit the bed in clip number 7.
Hey, don't forget I need to story on the swim team by Wednesday.
Hey, the swim team's fine. I'm the one that's drowning.
Well, strap on our life preserver and get it to me before the meet with Beverly Hills High.
Come on, Andrea. I got 3 tests next week.
Welcome to West Beverly High.
It's easy for you to say. You don't have a job.
You think running a paper is a picnic?
Well, you're just too good to be true, aren't you?
Okay, I will give the swim team to somebody else. You know, you don't have to get so nasty just because you got a C.
Look, what are grades anyway? I mean, they're just some weird arbitrary reference points that can't measure what a person really knows. Never gotten a C before in my life, especially in history.
Well, maybe we could study for the next quiz together. If you want. It's no big deal.
I suppose you got an A?
What are grades anyway?
Can we talk a little bit about this whole grading on a curve thing? Because that's not something that ever happened in any class I ever took. Is it an American thing?
It could be an American thing. It's not something that at a private school where parents would come in to complain at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
That teachers could keep doing.
Right.
But I had a couple of teachers do it, like, I don't know. I'm like, if you're being tested on the periodic table, they would, I mean, Mrs. Corr would do it sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
I don't see the point of it. I, you know, when it happened, I was always the Andrea and was always getting shit from my classmates.
Yeah. I mean, at least they let her not be that embarrassed about it. Like, she's like, well, I mean she says, what are grades anyway, but it seems like she
that was
is
cute.
Proud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she knows, because, you know, and it's also a callback, again, surprisingly witty for this episode. For
exactly.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that when the teacher, Mr. Danzel, is handing out the papers, and he's already had a run-in in this episode with Brandon at the Peach Pit and been so cold and so unreceptive to Brandon's attempts to, like, butter him up and kiss his ass, which is hilarious. But then Donna in class really meanly and out of characterly, I guess, from what the character that we come to know later, makes fun of his suit in a way that he can definitely hear. But I suppose at this point we didn't really know anything about Donna, really.
This is someone who shows up in her final scene. She doesn't have any dialogue, but from the hair you can tell it's her. In a pale gray, acid washed, ruffled, like, bolero bikini band top with little sleeves. Yeah. Like, you don't get to make fun of anyone for anything.
Mm-mm. And hipsters are going to be wearing those suits in, like, 15 years. So, whatever, Donna. future fashion designer. So Andrea offers to help Brandon study for this test, even though he's still calling her Andrea in episode six. And they reconvene at his house, and she has to show him up again. Cue first Brandon Bray of the episode in clip number eight.
So, where were we?
The Cherokee Nation.
Right, okay. Who instigated the Indian Removal Act, and what year was it put into service?
Andrew Jackson, 1828.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
I mean wrong. The Georgia legislature confiscated the Cherokee land when they found the gold.
What are you yelling at me for?
I'm not yelling at you. It's just irritating how you always think you're right.
I am right. Jackson was president. He is the one who pushed the bill through Congress. He's the one who's ultimately responsible.
Oh.
Thoughts?
Him clocking someone for being annoying, for always thinking they're right, is fucking rich.
But I know.
Yeah.
And I love that
I love Andrea in this episode. I also love that his parents are pronouncing her name correctly, but he isn't. Fuck.
It's shocking to me that she's the first person that we've heard, I believe, tell him when he talks like that, why are you yelling at me? Because he does it all the time to everybody. And he almost never gets called on it. Cut to Jim decides to interrupt this story session or the study session in clip number nine.
Knock, knock.
Hey, Dad, this is Andrea Zuckerman. Andrea Zuckerman, this is my father.
Hi.
Hi. So what you studying?
American history.
Don't worry. It's Brandon's best subject.
Yep.
Love it. And Jim obviously sees Andrea as so sexless that he leaves and closes the door like no danger of anything happening here, which he's right, but it's
still also assumes that Andrea is the one who needs the study help and not Brandon.
Yes, it's Brandon's best subject. He's a genius. There'll be more of this in the episode too. But no sooner has Jim left than Brandon basically becomes a total cock to such a degree that, well, we'll play it in clip number 10.
It's impossible. There's too much to cover.
Look, it's not that difficult, Brandon. Just memorize when the Great Migration took place.
Why do you say it like that?
Say what like what?
It's not that difficult, Brandon. You act like I have a learning disability or something.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were so sensitive.
Hey, it's not me. You're the one who's so condescending and businesslike. It drives me up the wall.
Good luck, Brandon.
Where are you going?
This obviously isn't working out.
You're right. Fine, it was a bad idea. I'll walk you out.
Oh, no, I can find the door, Brandon. Us businesslike types are real good at things like that.
So rare that he gets called on shit like that immediately.
Well, and I asked, he's like, hey, where are you going? It's like, you've just spent the better part of the last scene telling her that she's annoying because she's better than you.
Yeah.
Where could she be going?
Meanwhile, while these two are having all this agita, Steve is kicking ass in class, which is weird. And so Brandon decides that maybe they should study together instead, except there's not really so much studying happening in the pool. And please check out the photo of this as well, because someone is shirtless. Not the one you would, not that you would want either of them to be, but it's Steve. Anyway, Steve is basically a dick about everything in kind of an awesome way that early Steve is almost likable when he's not being a bigot. Clip number 11.
You're a good guy, Brandon. I don't say that to many people. In fact, I don't say that to anybody.
He also has a nice line where he's talking about his parents getting divorced, and then when he finds out Brandon's are still together, he's like, you got to stop blaming yourself.
I know.
Which I thought was really funny. Like, who wrote this?
I know. It is very different from the other, other than Brandon's whole storyline, which is the same. But anyway, Steve gets him some pointers as to what they should be looking at in particular before they have their next quiz, and then it's weirdly on the nose, which Brandon confronts him about in clip number 12.
It's amazing how we have to study for every single question on the test.
Isn't that the point?
You stole the test, didn't you?
Right. Happen to be smart, Brandon.
I know, but you couldn't possibly...
Look, relax. It's supposed to feel good to ace a test.
Short version, Steve obviously has old tests and is using them to cheat on these quizzes, which is how he's getting A's. And Brandon also does well, he thinks. And then when we get home, when he finds out his score, Jim reacts this way. And I have some concerns in clip number 13.
What's no big deal?
Brandon got an A in his history quiz.
Hey, that's great. Not that I'm surprised.
Thanks.
I told you that C was an aberration. It's just taking him a little extra time to get adjusted. But Brandon has always been a terrific student, and he's going to make the honor roll, even if I have to take his test for him.
Okay, so in earlier episodes of this podcast, I clipped some things where it seemed like Shannon Doherty and Jason Priestley were playing their roles like these two characters were in love and not siblings. And now I'm starting to think, after the basketball episode in this one, maybe Jim is the one who's in love with Brandon, because what?
Well, there's just really a lot of, like, I mean, as much of a C as Brenda ever is, I kind of can't blame her, because Jim is obviously, like, you know, the son plus one. Like,
yeah.
Thanks. And then, you know, this scene where you don't see is Brandon looking super conflicted for about 20 years while Jim and his stupid tennis sweater have about 10 orgasms about Brandon's genius. Like, it's a quiz.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, second of all, after last episode, don't be offering to take any tests for him.
Yeah.
We've been through this. Third of all, ew.
Like, yeah.
Back off. Talk about something else. Read a newspaper.
Yeah, it's the second episode in a row in which Jim has to be told, like, quit putting all this pressure on Brandon or being so into his life. Like, you're a dad. Just act like a dad, weirdo. Brandon goes to the Peach Pit and he gets some more advice from Nat in clip 14.
Yeah, don't spend it all in one place or on one face.
So in other words, when it comes to girls, you can't be too specific. Thank you. Exactly. But he's about to leave when Mr. Danzel comes in and the Brandon Bray gets triggered once again in clip 15.
Well, Brandon, I was hoping you'd be waiting on me tonight.
No, I don't work on Mondays.
That's good. Gives you more time to study. That's good.
Yeah, well, I gotta go.
You have no idea how it makes me feel when one of my students turns his studies around. You obviously worked very hard to improve.
Mr. Danzel, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
When I was making C's in your class, you didn't have the time of day for me. But now that I'm making A's, you're very friendly and interested. Why is that?
I didn't know you when you were making C's.
Exactly. You never made the effort.
I have five classes
and today. No one's learning anything in any of them. Anyone can memorize a bunch of facts, but that doesn't mean they're learning anything.
Memorization lays the foundation for a college education where the ideas can be more fully examined.
By who? A bunch of students who've never been challenged to think, who've been told they're average because some unfair curve screws them around?
Are you listening to me, young man?
I can't stand here and listen to you pat yourself on the back. The way you teach and give grades is unfair. It alienates everybody and makes... It just doesn't work.
Ooh, how... Can you imagine ever talking to, first of all, any adult, but especially a teacher like this?
This sort of puts me in mind of, like, the Donna Martin Graduates thing, where, like, there's, yeah, whatever, 500 students chanting, and then Brandon raises his hand, and they all fall silent immediately. Yeah. Like, this is some major league arrogant, and, like, he's, you know, tinier than this actor, and I don't know. You're in high school.
Yeah.
You have shitty teachers sometimes. Get head down. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. It's terrible. And he comes to the edge of admitting that he's cheating. Obviously, he doesn't admit it. But he continues to, even though he's totally fucking up the class, nurse a grudge against Danzel the next day, which Dylan tries to disabuse him of in clip 16.
Earth to Walsh. What is wrong with you? Jacob Danzel, American history.
Ah, yes. Had him last year.
You did?
Yeah, some wardrobe, huh?
Some teacher. All he cares about is his holy curve.
Yeah, well, he's retiring this year.
He is?
Mm-hmm. He just wants to keep it quiet, though. Doesn't want everybody making a big deal.
Tell you what, if Danzel announced his retirement, it wouldn't be a big deal. It'd be a national holiday.
I learned a lot from him personally.
All I'm learning is how to cheat.
Watch out, man. You're flirting with bad karma.
Hey, what kind of marks did you get?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Be careful.
I kind kind of like that Dylan won't take the bait. Like, yeah. This isn't about me, fucko.
Also, I got A's. What's your problem? Stupid.
Seriously. And it also kind of contradicts Brandon's assertion at the peach pit that no one's learning anything in any of Denzel's classes, which how could he possibly know that? And also not true. So Steve has another test. He tries to press it on him, on Brandon. Brandon refuses. Somehow it still ends up in his pocket. And then he runs into Andrea in clip 17.
Hey, Andrea. Come on, I gotta talk to you.
There's nothing to talk about.
God, you are so judgmental.
Yeah, you're damn right I am. I got a C because you cheated. I didn't deserve that.
Talk to Denzel.
No, I'm talking to you because it's your fault.
Andrea. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's the best in this episode.
Because what I didn't say is that he got this other... She caught him cheating, so she knows that this happened.
And people in space caught him cheating. People opened a window and could hear him sliding. It was the most obvious, like, production of a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't tootle a kazoo as well. Like, why don't you try to draw a little more attention to it, guilty face McStunad? What an asshole.
Yeah, it's the worst. And the fact that he's like, you're so judgmental of your cheating. Yeah, that's something that you judge because it's wrong.
That it affected me adversely when I will be depending on a scholarship to go to college. And P.S., you're the most judgmental person in the world. You should have a show on afternoon TV, Judge Brandon Walsh.
Yeah. So after he's picked a fight with Andrea about her not cheating, oh, no, sorry. We haven't gotten there yet. So then Denzel apparently has been shamed by Brandon's lecture at the Peach Pit. And so he decides...
He's not the only one.
Yeah. He decides on a different pedagogical approach in clip 18.
In 1850, there were around 120,000 Indians in California. How many were still alive by 1880? Mr. Walsh.
Only 20,000.
That's correct. Now tell me, Mr. Walsh, what contributed to this rapid decline?
Well, the white man killed them off.
Well, everybody knows that, Mr. Walsh. I'm asking what was the principal cause?
Stare.
Come on, Mr. Walsh. Surely you dug deeper in order to understand the broader historical context of this question.
Burnt.
You don't think it's important to know that the white man confiscated the Indians' land, took their homes, caused them to seek refuge in remote, barren locales where health could not possibly be sustained?
Sure, it's important to know that.
Then why don't you? Tell us what happened to the others.
The other Indians?
No. No, the other space aliens.
Dick?
Yes, the Indians. That's what we've been studying, remember? Yes.
The other Indians were imprisoned on the so-called reservations where they were forced to live by the white man's rules.
Thank you, Mr. Irwin. Mr. Walsh told me the other day that he resented the memorization required in this class, that he wanted to be challenged to think. Well, Mr. Walsh, I have just challenged you. And where did it get us? Is it my fault that you chose only to memorize the facts and didn't take the time to think?
Bye.
Class dismissed.
Oh my God. Yeah. Red to filth. Denzel, Denzel.
Yeah, Brandon is like so shitting a brick in this whole scene. It's hilarious. And
awesome. he senses that he should be mad, but he's not exactly sure why. And mm-hmm. It actually is kind of a dick move to like switch it up. But yeah. It's sort of like Brandon has been such a bull pillman the entire time.
Yes, he has.
But it's
indeed.
Like it's sort of hard to see his side. I mean, I remember seeing this and being like, "Yeah, that is really unfair." And rote learning isn't effective. But then I got even 10 minutes older and was like, "Shut up, Brandon."
Yeah. So instead of turning his anger against himself where it belongs, he decides to go to the library and self righteously study because, as we've mentioned, he refused to use Steve's test again. And then he runs into Andrea and picks a fight in clip 19.
In the library again.
Anything, have you?
Yes.
I'm trying to study. No. I've never cheated on anything.
But you've wanted to, haven't you?
I don't see what that has
haven't
to
do. Haven't you?
Of course I have. Who hasn't? The point is, I didn't and you did.
And you're never gonna let me forget it, are you?
Cheating's wrong, Brandon. What do you want me to say?
Nothing. You know, sometimes you act like you have a personal stake in everything I do, like we're a couple or something.
Yeah, right.
But you see everything only as black and white, right or wrong. But what I did in Denzel's class was not a black and white issue.
No.
It was a gray area.
Wrong.
Oh, so by calling it a gray area, does that make you feel less guilty?
No. You probably don't believe it, but I feel plenty guilty already. What I was hoping for from you was maybe a little understanding, maybe a little support. Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for nothing.
Brandon.
I gotta study.
Brent.
Hey, stupid, come back.
Let him go, Scoop, Jesus. I mean, there's no gray area.
No! There isn't. And what?
B, don't mix up your valid points about her being perhaps somewhat overinvested in what you do.
Yes.
With her very valid point that you fucking cheated and broke the curve. Mm-hmm. And C, could you stop picking self-righteous fights with people in the library where other people are actually trying to get some work done?
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah, I don't know what about her made him think that she would be supportive of him cheating, other than that he clearly knows that she's in love with him.
Right. But, and then when that doesn't work out for him, you're totally right.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, like, oh, this doesn't suit me anymore. Right. So now that you're taking it too personally instead of letting me walk all over you with my non-logic about how cheating is sometimes not a black and white issue, like,
Yeah, I mean, maybe it sometimes isn't, but this is not one of those
what
times.
What if he had to cheat?
To feed his family?
Yeah, I was going to say, for a loaf of bread to
yeah,
feed your
Javert,
family.
Yeah, Javert, whatever.
Anyway, so as if that wasn't bad enough, then they have this conversation on the day of their next test in clip number 20.
Look, I'm not in the best of moods. I was up all night studying.
I was too.
What, making cheat notes?
Crossed my mind. But if I cheated, I might screw up the curve for this friend of mine, who I care about and respect more than she knows. Even if she can be a royal pain.
I have a friend who's one of those.
Well, maybe we should introduce him. Probably get along just great.
I doubt it.
Okay, what does she have to apologize for? Why is she being conciliatory in this conversation at all?
I give up. Why?
I don't know either. And why he thinks he deserves a medal for having stayed up all night studying. Like, yeah, you're taking a class. That's what happens before you have a midterm.
Yeah. Well, I think he also believes that he's in a position to grant and or withhold his approval from teachers who are actually in positions of authority. Because as we find out in the next clip, Mr. Denzel, after having had his tire changed by Brandon, and I think he spots the cheat sheet, which is like Brandon must have put it like a half inch in his pocket and falls out, whatever.
It's also neon yellow. It's like the most obvious thing in the world.
And there's like a giant inflatable arrow that comes down and points to it.
When
and
he unfolds
captions.
It, it makes a noise.
Yes, the whoopee cushion function. So Denzel, because it's Brandon, is forced to take a long, hard look at, you know, why he got into teaching, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and also he makes Brandon feel like shit by saying that he wears his old 70s suits because his wife picked them out and now she's dead and it's all that he has left of her. Mm-hmm. So Brandon looks stricken while changing a tire.
Yeah.
But Denzel has really learned a lot from Brandon because Brandon. So he switches it. He's like, here's the test that obviously they all were expecting. Tear it up and write this essay, which was like a totally like fatuous question. And then Brandon winds up turning in like one side of one sheet.
Yeah.
Of like fool's cap, like tissue typing paper. It was very weird. But anyway.
Also, before we play the clip, if you watch this episode, please note how bad all of these actors are at ripping up their tests because they all end up ripping off like a corner of it. It's like, hold it in half and rip. You've never ripped anything before.
But, okay, but
so
in their
weird.
Defense,
yes.
It was like an extremely long like mimeograph.
Yeah, it's
like 8x18 piece of paper, which I do remember sometimes happening, but it was like, just turn it to the side.
Yeah, why are you printing on European paper? This is cool, but anyway.
Oh, dot matrix.
So play our final clip, 21.
It was a hard question.
but a good hard question.
Ooh.
I guess that depends on what you studied for. I've been giving that same lit term for 15 years. Some students might even have gotten hold of a copy of it by now. You think?
Yeah, but some students who may have had a copy of it might have chosen not to study from it.
How noble.
After they thought about it.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, give me a kiss.
It's too bad you're retiring this year.
Semester isn't over yet. If you think the American Indian was difficult, wait till we get to the Civil War.
Nice suit, by the way.
God.
It is quite hideous, isn't it?
Yeah. But you wear it well.
Like scraping all that shit off your shoulders, jackass.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Mr. Denzel should take any wardrobe advice from a guy who's rolled up the short sleeves of his t-shirt.
And his is wearing like a short sleeve mock turtleneck sweater?
Yeah.
Like, are you Jane Mancini from Melrose?
Yeah, he wears a lot of bad, all of his terrible looks are documented in this on the show page. But yeah, so to catch you up in case you thought there was more to this that we didn't clip, consequences none to Brandon for his cheating.
Denzel, and, never seen again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I guess he retires, so that's why. But yeah, there's no aftermath to this at all. Brandon hasn't learned anything except that he can get away with shit, apparently. So great job, show.
Yeah, the show consistently plays into Brandon's worst instincts about himself, which is that he's just speaking truth to power. And it's like, you know, 5'2", take it easy. I mean, and it's so obviously supposed to appeal to teens and their like constant throbbing sense of dramatic injustice. But I do like that at least the other characters are taking the piss out of him on the reg. So,
yeah. So yeah, that's Higher Education, except Sarah, who would you name as your MVP?
Andrea Zuckerman, 2016.
Cannot disagree. She is great in this episode, even though she ends up apologizing to Brandon for story reasons. I feel that if Andrea were a real person, that would never happen. And in her heart of hearts, she would hold this against him forever, as she should.
I agree.
Brandon, okay. for ruining the curve, like, and cheating and acting like there was anything ambiguous about what he did.
And kind of half-assing the cheating, like, well, this is convenient to do now, and now it's, like, morally convenient for me to, but that said, I am still going to declare Kelly the LVP.
Oh!
The episode.
For opening the whole hair issue in the first place, or for ruining her hair?
Well, and you should be the one to offer to take her for the $300 someone who owes you a favor fix.
Yeah.
Agreed. You did this.
Yes. Don't look at her and say, oh, no, it looks good. That's not being a good friend, Kelly. Although I guess it takes like three more seasons for Kelly to learn how to be a good friend. And then she cheats on cheats with Dylan on Brenda. So whatever. Kind yeah. of a, speaking of grading on a curve. The Kim Challenge.
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Sarah. Well, Dylan could get you beaten up because he's wearing that ridiculous overalls non-traption again.
Dylan could wipe out on his motorcycle because I'm not sure he weighs enough to keep it upright while he's riding it and after he invites you to get on it with him.
Dylan could get you into some sort of unspecified trouble involving the payback of $300 hairdressing favors. I just feel like there was something weird there, and I'm not sure how Dylan was repaid by Brenda, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
I think you do. I mean, tiny blowjobs.
You could, if Dylan turned too quickly while wearing his overalls with only one strap done up, he could whip you in the eye with the buckle on the other one that's not secured.
Ooh, that's a good one. And en conclusion, I must say that you could easily get trampled while celebrating Earth Day with Dylan and his t-shirt. That's it for another episode of Again With This, folks. Next time, Cindy and her banana clip, I believe, consider cheating on Big Jim, who is actually already cheating on her with Brandon.
Oh, no, it's the mother-daughter fashion show next.
Oh, yes! Mother-daughter fashion show. Excuse me, Cokie Jackie.
Yep.
We'll see you next time on Again With This.
And this is your Flash the Cash DJ, and you're listening to KWBH. See ya!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.